step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for our weekly conversation with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Brought to you by Simply Seattle. Tired of buying and repping the same old Seattle sports gear everyone else has? For the best Storm, Seahawks, Mariners, Kraken, Rainiers, Sounders, and not to mention the largest Sonics collection in the world, check out SimplySeattle.com. Now with Mike Florio, here's Softy and Dick.
Fantastic opportunity brought to you by Simply Seattle. Join us next week as we honor George Karl's incredible career and upcoming Hall of Fame induction. And there's no better place to celebrate than a chance to hang with coach and friends from the comfort of a Climate Pledge Arena suite during a Storm game. All you got to do is go to simplyseattle.com and reserve your spot. There are just a few spots left for Suite with George Karl for the Seattle Storm game. And Mike Florio, brought to you by Simply Seattle, joins us. Hi, Mike. How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well, man, and we haven't talked to you since the bomb was dropped on Seattle that number three will be coming here on Monday Night Football in week number one. And I, for one, am thrilled because as a Seahawks fan, I guess I couldn't think of a better time where the Seahawks have a better chance to beat Russell Wilson and the Broncos than in week one when all the fans are still hyped about the season. Are you kind of in alignment with that thinking?
Yeah, one of my first thoughts was we don't know how good the Seahawks are going to be this year or not good they're going to be. And the deeper we get into the season with that game, the greater the chance the Seahawks are basically just playing out the string. Who knows? I'm not ready to write them off this year. I got a lot of faith in Pete Carroll as a coach. I think he's got a lot of faith in Geno Smith, who is kind of overlooked as the favorite to become the starting quarterback. I think Pete Carroll would love nothing more than to be able to compete in the NFC West without Russell Wilson and to start right out of the gates by possibly beating Russell Wilson. I think it's a fascinating week one game. And I also think when you look at all the primetime games in week one, starts with Bills at Rams, continues on Sunday Night Football with Buccaneers at Cowboys, and then it culminates in Russell going back to Seattle. I think the NFL wants to blow out the ratings that first week of the season, because come Thursday night, week two, that's when they need people to go find Amazon Prime and buy Amazon Prime and get on Amazon Prime to watch those Thursday night games. I think a lot of casual fans have no idea what's coming in that regard, and they need to wake people up to it and get them motivated to go buy Amazon Prime and literally pay to watch games for the first time ever in a streaming setting.
Yeah, it's quite a change with all the guys, you know, Troy Aikman going to Monday Night Football along with Joe Buck. I mean, it's really, from a media standpoint, quite a lot of change. I do want to hit you one more on that question that Dick asked you. I saw a graph, I don't know, some national publication. It had a NFL team's improvement index, and they were graphing, and at the very top of the NFL was the Denver Broncos. They had the most team improvement, and at the very bottom by a fairly significant margin was the Seattle Seahawks. Talk to our fans about whether or not that constitutes in your mind any kind of tanking, or do you agree with that in terms of the least amount improvement? Just what do we make of that type of a graph with Seattle at the bottom?
Well, I don't know what their factors are, guys, but I'd put the Bears at the bottom of any list as it relates to what a team has or hasn't done to try to get better. Now, when you lose a franchise quarterback in Russell Wilson, I guess that results in a major hit in some metrics. But the metric that matters to Pete Carroll and John Schneider is they never really viewed Russell Wilson as a franchise guy. I think that was the core problem. We've talked about that many times. They didn't play him like a franchise guy. The offense wasn't designed to run through him. It was still defense, run the ball. And if we're down by 7 or 10 points in the fourth quarter, maybe Russell can bail us out. And they didn't like paying him franchise money. And it finally hit the point where they recognized, if we're ever going to get value for this guy, let's do it now. So they may have different metrics as to where they are. Again, I'm not ready to write them off. And The fact that they still have DK Metcalf tells me that they're not embracing a rebuild or a tank or whatever word you would want to apply to it. They're trying to kind of change the tire on a moving car. It's not easy to do, but we saw them build it once, and I know it's been 12 years ago since they were there and had Russell Okung and Earl Thomas as first-round picks, and a couple of years later, Russell Wilson falls into their laps, and it all works out. But I just got a weird feeling they're going to be better than people think.
I think you're right. I think Pete Carroll can find a way to win games the way he wants to play them. You know, 20-17 with his quarterback throwing for 180 yards and one touchdown and no interceptions. I mean, I think that's going to be the recipe for Seattle this year. Hume brought up the term tanking. We had a debate yesterday, actually the last couple of days, because there's a sizable percentage of Seahawk fans that are just saying, to hell with 2022. I want to go 3-14. I want to go 2-15. I want to have my pick of the litter of any quarterback. And if you look at history, maybe in the last few years, Kyler Murray number one, Joe Burrow number one, it's worked out for a couple of teams. But in the long haul, you look at the last 10 years, and there's been a lot of top three picks, including quarterbacks, that have been duds. So what is your take on whether tanking works or not?
Well, couple of things. First of all, it can work if you line it up just right and you get that superstar quarterback who comes in and transforms the team. There's no guarantee you're going to get that guy. Number two, there are people in the NFL who are firm believers that when you introduce that mindset into your organization, it does more harm than good. The idea that you're not trying your best to win every game, the players pick up on it. It becomes embedded in the culture. And once you flip the switch one way, it's very hard to flip it back the other way. And finally, you know, this is the broader message to the NFL. This is why Brian Flores, the former Dolphins coach, is claiming, among other things, that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered $100,000 per loss in 2019. The draft system creates the incentive to tank. And until they get rid of the current draft system that rewards sucking, you're going to have a temptation by fans, by front offices, by coaches who have job security, by owners who see what the Bengals have done and what other number one overall picks mean to winning games and making money. That temptation is going to be there. And until they get rid of that temptation, it's going to be a common theme for the teams that are looking at a season saying, we're really not going to compete this year, so why even bother to try?
Mm-hmm. Mike Florio with us. Mike, you mentioned at the top of the onset the Amazon Prime and Thursday. If I've read it right, again, talking about these network changes, I've got Al Michaels and Herb Street. Joe Buck and Aikman go to Monday Night Football on ESPN. Fox is now going to have Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson likely. CBS stays constant with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. And NBC, you got Chris Collinsworth now paired with Mike Tirico instead of Al Michaels. That's more change than I can remember in a long, long time on the network front. What are your thoughts, obviously, as a professional in this industry, what are your thoughts about all the changes?
Oh, it's amazing, and it's made your head spin, I think, as it was happening. And even once the musical chairs stop on this round, Tom Brady is waiting to swoop in and take over that number one right spot whenever he's done playing, whether it's next year, the year after that. I suspect that there's no guarantee when we're going to see him in the Fox booth. He's got the ultimate post-football career lined up with $375 million over 10 years. And as long as he keeps playing football, that deal is waiting for him. It really is a strange time. And the other thing, too, is once we have this hard reset and those jobs are filled, you're not going to see those jobs open up. Because even if you've got some regret, like if Fox decides Tom Brady just isn't getting it done, what are they going to do? They're going to pay him the balance of a $375 million contract and not do games?
Right.
I mean, once guys get these spots that are paying $20 million or more per year, they're not going to give them up until they are told to get out of here. And they either get a buyout or their contract expires.
Well, Drew Brees lost his spot in the booth, apparently, as a studio analyst, and threw out.
I have no comment.
Yeah.
I have no comment. I have no comment.
you have no comment on whether he's.
They only wake me up for the unimportant meetings at NBC. They don't tell me anything because they know I got a big mouth. But yeah, I mean, look, it's reported that Drew's not coming back. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, who has broken about 98% of the sports media stories this offseason, said Drew's not coming back. Now, NBC hasn't announced it yet. My guess is, and this is just a throw a dart guess, you got a contract, you got to figure out. It wasn't a 1-year deal with Drew Brees, so they got to figure out how they're going to handle the balance of that. I suspect that's why it's not official yet. But I have no reason to doubt the report that Drew Brees isn't coming back. Look, he doesn't want to be in a studio. He wants to do games. There's a different energy in the stadium. You go into a studio and you spend all day there on a game day, it has got to be frustrating for a guy who's got 25 years of his life in college and NFL stadiums. I would go crazy if that was what I was used to on game days, and I'm stuck in this very sterile environment where you feel completely removed from what's happening in the various NFL venues.
Well, you can put a helmet back on. You think he wants to?
Well, I think it was funny that the knee-jerk reaction to his tweet from Sunday night was that he was joking. I don't see the joke in him listing things that all seem plausible at a minimum. Like, I may go back to NBC. Okay, that's plausible. I may get into business and philanthropy. Okay, that's plausible. Pickleball tour sounds funny, but hell, if anybody could buckle down and learn that game and become elite at it, a guy like Drew Brees is a maniacal competitor. Senior golf tour, he's got 7 years to get his game up. So I didn't see that as a joke. And I frankly think, I said today the over-under on the teams that would welcome him as a starter right now if they could get him is 3.5. And maybe it's just a hair under. Maybe it's just Seattle, Carolina, and Miami. But wouldn't you say that he'd be a better option right now than any of the guys on the roster, all due respect to Geno Smith and Drew Lock? If
yes.
You design the offense to take advantage of what Drew does best, and he is surgical with the underneath passing game, surgical, 70% plus completion percentage, can't throw the ball down the field. Well, he hasn't thrown the ball down the field in years. He still operates the underneath offense in surgical precision, and you get the running game, you get the ball in the hands of DK Metcalf, you play defense, and I think you're better off with Drew Brees there and in Carolina, and frankly in Miami. I know it gets Tua and all fired up, but between Tua Tagovailoa and Drew Brees, give me Drew Brees for a year.
Mike, awesome stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.